1 Peter 2:11 and 12. Beloved, I urge you as sojourners and exiles to abstain from fleshly lusts which wage war against the soul, by keeping your conduct excellent among the Gentiles, so that in the thing which they slander you as evildoers, they may, because of your good works, as they observe them, glorify God in the day of visitation. First, we learn of who we are because of God's love and grace in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because of him, we are, quote, beloved. In other words, those who have true faith are those who are loved. Loved by the all-powerful, all-knowing, and holy God. Not that we are lovable, not that we are worthy, but that despite our bent towards rebellion of the Father, he has chosen to love us and make us his own. That is what it means to be beloved. Second, we are also taught that those who are loved are, quote, sojourners and exiles. In other words, this world and this age is not our home. Now, it's not that we are on some sort of vacation or holiday just visiting. We're not tourists. Instead, we are exiles. That is, we're displaced citizens. We neither fit into the culture of this world, or should we try to belong to it? Can this be said of so many so-called believers today? Can this be said of us? A preacher once said, "Today the saints look a lot like the ain'ts." We must remember and live like this is not our home. Our ways of living should fit in with heaven. They should not fit in with earth. Third, as sojourners and exiles, we're taught that our living is to be characterized by our, quote, abstaining and, quote, excellent conduct and, quote, good works. These ways of living for God will cause further contrast and friction between the citizens of heaven and the worldlings. Things the flesh desire to participate in that have zero righteousness involved will be abstained from, causing the worldlings to cry out, "What, you think you're better than us? Why do you judge us?" But the true believer abstains nonetheless, for he does not live to please men, but to please his heavenly Father. Check out Galatians 1:10. In fact, the way of living for those loved by God is to be so godly and so different, it is counted as, quote, excellent. Such, quote, good works, defined by the word of God, which is profitable for teaching, reproof, and training in righteousness, are God's ways and not man's. Fourth, we learn that such holy living will, quote, glorify God. This happens either through the salvation of souls as they live in faith and obedience that glorifies the Lord, or it will glorify God with an honest confession from the worldling that will be made of the believer's good works on the last day. Either of these options are possible because the phrase day of visitation could refer to when a man is redeemed as the Spirit of God visits him and converts his life, or it could refer to judgment day when God visits all of mankind for our great accounting. Either way, we are taught to be a witness and bring glory to God from onlookers through our conduct and our good works, and not just loving and not just kind works, but, quote, excellent good works. That is, we are to live in a high degree of quality and holiness every day. So ask yourself, is holy and godly living an everyday way of life for me? Do I live like I don't belong to this culture and this world, or like I do? Does the fact that I am loved by God cause me to want to show my love for him to others, and what I abstain from, and in how excellent of a holy life I live? Have I suffered for living a holy life as others respond with, quote, slander? If you have, praise God for such opportunities to glorify him and continue to grow in holiness today. Let's pray. Father, I am overwhelmed by the mercy of your love for me. I confess I am full of sin and deserve nothing good, but only eternal judgment from you. Yet you have adopted me. You have made me your child, so that now I can confess with boldness in Jesus that I am a citizen of your kingdom and not of this world. Help me to do your will here on earth, just as it is in heaven, abstaining from worldly conduct and worldly pursuits. Let me in faith obey your word boldly, that others would see my life and glorify you both today and on the day we stand before you in judgment. That all of my life would bring greater and greater glory for you and for you alone. Amen.